Shaky's gonna cry just a little bit. Good morning, it's the Friday edition of the Dale Winton Brekkie Show. What a busy one this morning, eh? Shaky himself on the telephone at 7:45 with the fifth and final part of the contest, and a little later on this morning, Pat Phoenix. She'll be along too. Early 70s with Paul Simon, Mother and Child Reunion. And I must say, thanks for all the dedications. Got loads of requests for this morning's show. So if you have written in, I might be giving you a mention. And maybe even a phone call. Yes, I'll get you up this morning. Let's go back with Paul Simon, remember?
No, I would not give you false hope.
A Mother and Child Reunion, it's only a day away, it's Paul Simon. What a good single that was. 1970, because he can't remember. Roads fine this morning, no major hold-ups on the roads, although there are severe roadworks all over the place, which I will bring you news of a little later on. Trains and buses A-OK at present. I'll keep you posted on those as well. Some phone calls, also a chat to Shaky, and as I say, Pat Phoenix in the final hour of the show this morning.
How can the Earthlings do it, Dad? How?
What? Dealers prizes, Hammonds of Daybrook for the best deal on Minis, Metros, Acclaims, and Rovers.
We'll help you make the most of your morning.
Good music and your friends.
Radio Trends. Good morning.
Come on out of that bed. Yes. Or out of the bathroom, someone's waiting. It's like that, isn't it, this time of the morning? It's 7:20 if you're clock watching. I'm going to get you to work in a good mood today, I've decided. I'm going to make you smile. With Paul and Michael, we're going to say, say, say.
Say, say, say.
Say, say, say. It's the new one from Paul and Michael. Quick dedication here. It says, on Friday the 23rd of December... Dale, that's too late. We shall read that nearer December. Not reading your mail properly, Winton. But there is another dedication. Actually, that was to a lovely lady called Debbie, who's celebrating her birthday in December, who I will give a mention to nearer the time. Because I'm getting my Decembers and Novembers muddled up here. I will make a quick phone call now, though. I think it's time to feature a little phone call on the programme. See if we can get anybody up and about. Spoke to someone yesterday who said, "Oh, God, it's you." So I'm wondering if we're going to get the same response this morning, because I don't think I'd like to be woken up by a radio station at 7:25 on a Friday morning. I could at least do without that, I can tell you. Let's have a go, see if anybody's home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we haven't even got a dialing tone. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. I shall try and make another phone call a little later on this morning. Have we paid our phone bill? Have we? Yes, all right. Headlines on the way. It'll then be 7:30 to take us there. This is the other version of that song. It's Love Will Tear Us Apart. Paul Young, who looked wonderful on the television last night and think he might have a number one with the current single. Oh, yes. Buses and trains, fine this morning. I'll tell you about the roadworks a little later. Love Will Tear Us Apart. I like that version. I think that's great. Paul Young from the No Parlay album, if you please. Headlines on the way in the sports news with Phil after the break.
Hi, it's Neil Pikett of Hanger here. Your response to my offer on 1983 used Fords has been fantastic. Such was the level of demand that I've had to go out and buy another batch of used Fords. And the car that seems to have created the most interest is the Sierra 2000 GL Automatic. Under 1 year old, still under manufacturer's warranty with around...
Reggae for it now. Oh, good single that, isn't it? Bill Lovelady going back to the late 70s, 1979 for that one. No problems with the traffic at the moment. Quick reminder, having a chat to Shaken Stevens all in about 5 or 6 minutes' time, and also giving you the final part of the competition. I tell you what we shall do. We shall try and get a number on the telephone again, because I do like getting people up in the morning. I know that often it said... How can he be so wicked? Well, I don't feel wicked about this at all, because there's one young lady who is listening at this time, and she's getting ready to go out. I shan't give you her name, because I want the phone call to come as a bit of a surprise. So we shall see if we can get her on the telephone right now. Oh, got a phone call. 7:40 if you're watching the clock at the moment, by the way. Someone's saying, "Someone answer the telephone!" I'm actually trying to get hold of a young lady called... Mary Cresham, good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, thank you.
It's Dale Winton.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm going to kill Alex.
Are you?
I am going to absolutely murder him.
Really?
He promised he wouldn't do this.
How did you know it was him who wrote the letter?
Because I knew he was going to do something. I bet he's killing himself laughing now.
Yes, well, I mean, you can get him back for this a bit later on, can't you?
I will. I'm going to absolutely murder him.
Oh, poor old Alex. It's not fair. I'll read you the letter. It's from Alex Levers of Stanhill Road in Carlton. He says, give a request, please, to my friend Mary Cresham on Friday. She's 19 on Saturday, so wish her a happy birthday between 7 and 8, as she's be going out to the Clarendon College. Oh, what are you studying?
To A-levels, Human Biology and Communication Studies.
Human Biology and Communication Studies?
Yeah, I'm doing a nursing course.
Oh, great. Oh, that's lovely. Are you finding it hard going at the moment, or is it going quite well?
No, it's going all right.
Right, so it says, if possible, give her a ring and wake her up on Friday morning. She was telling me the other day that she's sung to you on the radio, so what about an encore? Did you sing to me on the radio?
Yeah, I did about 2 years ago, yeah.
I'm sure it was a vivid day in my broadcasting history. I can't remember it, but what did you sing?
I can't remember now.
Well, I tell you what we'll do. You can sing to me again this morning.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
You are.
No, there's no chance.
Well, how about if I just sing along with you or something? You know?
I've got a sore throat.
Yeah, what? Yeah, there's no sore throat there. I can hear you.
I've got a sore glands.
Oh dear.
I was at the doctor's yesterday.
Oh well, look, I'm going to let you off then. Who's that in the background?
My sister. Do you want to speak to her?
No, oh yes, go on, she might...
She's friendly.
Is she? Oh, go on, put her on, then.
Come on, Judy. Hello.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm great.
Did you know this phone call was taking place?
No, I'm really surprised.
Are you? Would you like to sing to me?
Oh, no, I wouldn't like to sing to you.
Well, I think that's awful.
I would another time, though.
Would you? Why not today?
Well, let's see. Oh, I've just drank a cup of tea.
I like your sister's excuse better. Listen, will you wish her a happy birthday for me?
Yeah, all right, then.
And tell her to have a good day now.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye.
Bye. It's 19 before 8. Good morning.
If you're about to hire a car for the weekend, try this simple hearing test.
Nottingham and Chapel Street, Kirkby and Ashfield, open tonight until 7:30.
Radio Trains Travel News.
Show, busy morning on the roads as well, on Kingsway and Nankar Gate Road in Kirkby and Ashfield. Delays may be expected owing to temporary traffic lights currently installed. Also, manhole repairs on both Papplewick Lane and Hayden Street. Temporary traffic lights again in operation, and Papplewick Lane restricted to one lane only. And a road closed in Netherfield, it's Chandos Street. It's closed for a short length either side of the bridge which carries the Colwick Loop Road. Alternative routes for vehicles are via the Burton Manor and Station Road. And finally, roadworks on the Woodburn Road, they're still there. Dagmar and Denmark Grove, in between those two. Temporary traffic lights in operation, delays inevitable. Traffic building up as per usual this time of the morning. And buses and trains running in fine time. Shakey's on the way, but first a great single from the Assembly. He is a worry, that one, isn't he? The Assembly, and it never happens to be. Never, never, it's called. Quick dedication, hi to Mum and Dad. They are Lynn and Richard. Lynn and Richard, lots of love from daughter Denise and son Kevin, and all from Main Street and Harvey, because you're celebrating your wedding anniversary today. And Richard Toon celebrating his birthday. Lots of love from Mum and Dad, Andrew and Bernie, and also his one and only, Mandy. Great, and the letter was written by Edna. Shakey's on after the break.
This Nottingham businessman is banging his head against a brick wall. His search for the right computer system for his...
Dale Winton.
Radio Trent 301.
Well, Shaky, it's been a very, very busy week. I mean, I've been getting up early every day this week. I mean, how are you feeling about that?
Well, not too bad. As I said earlier on, really, that, I'm not a person to really lay in the morning, so I'm up fairly early every morning anyway, awake anyway.
Right, right. Well, of course, it's worth getting up at the moment with a hit single and hit album. I mean, it's you're having a good time towards Christmas, aren't you?
That's right, yes. I'm doing, TVs. I've got a lot of TVs to do from now, which will be shown over Christmas, so... And some German TV, so I'm still working quite hard, really.
Quite the international globe trotter, I would say. Now, listen, we've reached the final day for the questions. We've got four questions, one to go, making it the fifth, for maybe someone winning a signed copy of your new album, The Bop Won't Stop. What is today's question, Shaky?
Well, today's question is, I had a number one with this particular record, which I penned myself, got to number one for me in the UK. It was covered by an American star, who took the record to made it a top 30 in America. Name that tune, as they say, and name the person who made the big hit in America for me.
So a double question. Name the artist who had a top 30 hit with one of your own compositions, and name the tune as well, which was the number one for you in the UK.
That's correct.
Well, that's right. Well, listen, thanks very much for joining me every day this week.
Been a pleasure.
And I look forward to seeing you again very, very soon. Come back to Nottingham, because I know all the fans would love to see you on tour again.
Yes, I'd love to do it in person, yes.
Great. Have a good day.
I don't know about that early in the morning, though.
I don't blame you. I know the feeling well.
Okay, Dale.
Shaky, thanks a lot.
Been great talking to you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. So Shaky's new album, from the album The Bob Won't Stop, that's called Why Treat Me... Oh, this way. thank you to Shaky for joining me on the programme every day this week. I mean, that was amazing, getting him up at 7:45 or thereabouts. He got off lightly this morning. It was 7:50, really, wasn't it? Right, let's have a look at those questions again. If you'd like to take part in the competition, got 5 signed copies of Shaky's album to give away. You've got to get all 5 questions right, though. Question 1 on Monday was, what was the name of Shaky?
Radio Trent News, it's 8:10. The weather, a dull day with outbreaks of rain. Temperatures rising to a mild 12 degrees centigrade. Grade 54 Fahrenheit. The outlook staying mild with rain at times.
Thank you, Phil. Next news at 8:30 with the sport.
Gail Winter, good morning.
And on with the music. It's Aztec Camera and Oblivious. How are you today? Yeah, me too. Come on, give us a smile. Hey. Traffic heavy, inbound as usual. Derby Road at the Ring Road, the temporary roundabout, Bulletin Road at the Crown Island, and also heavy on the London Road inbound. Good morning. From the mountaintops. What a good record that is. That's Oblivious, of course, the Aztec Camera, and their new single. Traffic building up surely. Usual Friday morning rush hour. Derby Ring Road, very, very heavy, of course, at that intersection. You know the one I mean. The temporary roundabout, which doesn't seem to be so temporary these days, does it? Very nearly 8:15. I'm going to try and catch someone at home very, very quickly, because I know they have to get out to work. Let's see if we've got a dialing tone, see if the lady's at home. God, it's all go this morning, isn't it? All rush. Sounds like she's gone off already. I wonder. We'll give it another couple of rings. Ah.
Hello?
Hello. Can I speak to Helen, please?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Helen, it's Dale.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, thank you.
Did you have your radio on?
Yes.
Oh, dear. So you knew this call was coming. Listen, I'm going to make you late. It's 8:15 and you've got to get off, haven't you?
Yes, I'm just about to go, actually.
Oh, well, I won't keep you long, dear. I'll tell you what the letter says. It's actually from Marie Jeb.
Yeah, that's my sister.
Your sister, so you're a Jeb as well?
Yes, I am.
Right. Like the headed notepaper. Very, very sophisticated, isn't it? Says, hello, Dale, my sister's 17 today. Could you give her an early call? Her name's Helen. I thought you should warn all road users that today there'll be another danger on the roads. And she's got a driving licence. Does that mean today's the first driving test that day?
No, I'm not taking my test today, but I'm sort of going on the road for the first time today. So.
Well, you wouldn't be, actually, would you? Because you've only just reached 17, haven't you?
Yes,
so it'll be a curfew on the roads in Gedling this morning.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Helen has recently started at Charnwood College on the Art and Design course. Oh, very nice. How's that going?
It's fine. It's all right. I like it.
Yeah, what are you doing at the moment? What are you sort of designing at present?
We do separate blocks of different things, but I'm just doing the 3 A-levels. I'm doing English, art, and then art history.
Ah.
So it's quite good.
Great. Well, it says you leave about 8:15.
Yes, I
so
do.
So wish her a happy birthday. You're not leaving at 8:15 this morning.
I'm a bit late.
Lots of luck with the driving from Marie, age 13, and from Mum and Dad. Hope you can do this, as she'd be lost for words. It doesn't sound to me you're the kind of girl that would be lost for words.
Not quite, no.
Well, I tell you what, anybody you want to say hello to very quickly, then you can get off to school.
Yes, can I just say hello to Mum and Dad and my sister, and then just to Jane, Jennifer and Frances, who are at college with me.
Right, give me a quick good day now.
Good day now.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye, darling. Happy birthday. Oh, yes. We have 8:16. It's Friday on the radio with Dale, your friendly local 24 hours a day. The East Midlands most listened to radio station, thanks to you. This is Radio Trent. Dinah Ross and a golden oldie, and then after this, a look inside the Trent diary. I shall get you out and about this weekend. This is called Ain't No Mountain High Enough. When you're ready, Diana.
If you need me, call.
Dinah Ross at Ain't No Mountain High Enough. It's 8:20. A look inside the diary after the break.
Quality, selection, value and service at Lafayette. Specialists in... Magical things can happen at the Spiral on Carlton Street, Hockley. They'll turn your unwanted gold or silver into cash in a trice. Or you can part exchange it for a piece of new or antique jewellery from their sparkling collection. Bring a little magic into the life of someone you love at the Spiral, opposite the George Hotel on Carlton Street, Hockley.
Radio Trent keeps you in touch.
Do you know, there are oodles and oodles of things happening in the Trent Diary at the moment. Like tonight, there's a special disco dance. It's the St. Joseph's School and they're holding a crimble dance. It'll be at the St. Joseph's School, 33 the Derby Road here in Nottingham. Starts at 8 o'clock and goes through till at 12:30. Entrance fee is £3 and there'll also be a bar. Looking ahead to the weekend, and on Saturday, the Hermitage Playgroup are holding a special Christmas fair at the St. Peter's Rooms in Ridington. Starts at 2 in the afternoon and finishes around 4, and there'll be various stalls, and also Santa will be there as well. Admission is 10 pence to adults and 5 pence to children. Now this sounds good. Special production on behalf of the Kaleidoscope Theatre for the Mentally Handicapped Children. There'll be a performance given tomorrow night of The Sword of Avalon. It'll be at the Friends Meeting House, Clarendon Street here in Nottingham. Admission is 40 pence to adults and 20 pence to children. And finally, something for you to do tomorrow morning. The Belthorpe Legionnaires Juvenile Jazz Band, and very good they are too, they're holding a coffee morning at the Village Hall in Newark. There'll also be stalls, cakes, tombola, etc. And all proceeds raised will go towards their trip to Germany for May next year. A quick reminder about the care line, of course, that's open again at 9 o'clock this morning, 9 through 5. If you need some advice about a problem or would like to offer some advice about some of the items you may well have heard broadcast on Trent throughout the week, then the number's 413121.
Radio Trent 301.
That's my number. Two to go, then, of course, it's the headlines and the sports news. Time you were out of the house. Oh, yes. Look at me telling you what to do. I don't know. It's Trent with Dale, and this is Robin Gibb. It's called How Old Are You? Robin Gibb, how old are you? Look at the daily papers today. I see Boy George has got another beat in the papers. He's always in the newspapers, isn't he? Front page of the Star this morning with Vera Duckworth from Coronation Street and the actress Tracy Bennett, who actually plays the street's Sharon. She's coming back into the street. Jolly good. And a funny picture which made me roar. It's not supposed to be funny, but it's in the Sun. It's a picture of Sophie Loren holding up a Sun bingo card. It just doesn't seem right, does it? She looks wonderful, doesn't she? I mean, she's not 20 anymore, is she? She actually is asked how she keeps looking so young, and she says, 8 hours sleep a night, nothing but health foods, I jog regularly, and use lots and lots and lots of makeup. The headlines are next. Solid bond in your heart. That is, of course, Style Council. Got to say good morning to Sarah Humphrey, celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Lots of love from Mum and Dad and Sister Sharon, Nana and Grandad Wheatley, Auntie Audrey, Keith, that's Uncle Keith, and Anne and Brian. Headlines are next with a look at the sports news and then the roadworks after that.
If you're looking for a personal loan for any purpose, such as a new car or home extension, look no further than Cavendish Finance. We are large...
That's all the sport this morning. I'll be back with the news in detail at 9 o'clock.
Thank you, Phil. Let's have a look at the weather. Well, after a damp and misty start, the morning will be drier. There will be persistent rain later in the afternoon, but a dry evening is forecast. Temperatures today much warmer than of late, reaching a high of 12 centigrade. That's 54 Fahrenheit. An outlook for the weekend, well, outbreaks of rain, but it will remain generally rather mild. Traffic's very heavy this morning in and around town, building up really the usual Friday chocker situation, but buses and trains generally running on time.
Radio Trail takes you back in time
with the music
of yesterday.
Always used to think this guy looked like a boxer in the nicest possible way. It's Joe Dolan.
Different eyes, different size.
Joe Dolan, to be sure. All the way from the Emerald Isle, it's called Make Me an Island. Shaky's questions again for the whole of the week. If you'd like to take part in the competition, got 5 signed copies to give away. You've got to get all 5 of these questions right. Shaky's 5 questions were, 1, name his first number one hit. That was Monday's question. On Tuesday, he asked, who first recorded Blue Christmas? Wednesday, he asked, which was the label he wishes the label he currently records for? Question 4 for yesterday, how many towns has Shaky played in his recent UK tour? And today's question, you may well have heard Shaky announce it about a quarter to 8. great. He had a number one hit over here a while back, which was also covered by an American superstar, which was a top 30 hit for that superstar in the States. What is the name of the tune, and who is the name of the superstar who covered the record in the States? Get your entries in as soon as you can to Shaking Stevens Competition, care of the Dale Winton Show, Radio Trent, 29 to 31, Castlegate, Nottingham.
Brenda?
Hello, Mum.
What's that outside?
Outside, Mum.
The car, Brenda. I suppose it's him again, isn't it?
Shh, Mum, you'll wake him up.
Wake him up? It's about time somebody shook him out of that dream world he lives in. How can he afford to buy a car before Christmas?
Well, Mum, with Clifton Car Company's peace of mind package, all we had to do was pay the deposit, and we don't have to make any more payments till February. They make the first one for us.
Oh.
For full written details of our super used car deals, contact Peter on Nottingham 211-228 or call into Clifton Car Company, Clifton Lane, Clifton.
In this week's Alternatives, American actress Carol Tytell talks about her reaction to her season with The Playhouse and how theatre over here differs from that in the States. And Long Day's Journey Into Night, in which she plays the mother, is glowingly reviewed by Des Caffrey. There are also words from the two visual theatre companies coming to Nottingham next week, an outline of all five new films, and a look at The Playhouse's Christmas show for children, in Alternatives on Saturdays at 7.
Thank you, John. That's exactly what I thought.
Radio Trans Travel News.
OK, traffic heavies, all the usual for Friday. Derby Road inbound at the Tempering Roundabout up to University Boulevard. Also on the Woolerton Road at the Crown Island. Also traffic extremely heavy on the London Road inbound back to Trent Bridge. And also at the junction of Nottingham Road and the Ring Road in the Basford area. Again, very, very, very busy. Roadworks on Kingsway and Nuncargate Road in Kirkby and Ashfield. Long delays expected there as temporary traffic lights are in operation. Currently, there are manhole repairs on both Papelwick Lane and Hayden Street. Again, traffic lights, temporary traffic lights in operation, and Papelwick Lane now restricted to one lane only. Chandos Street at Netherfield, well, that's closed at the moment. For a short length, either side of the bridge which carries the Colwick Loop Road. Alternative routes are via the Burton Road, Manor Road and Station Road. And finally, as you drop into town on the Woodborough Road, long delays expected between Dagmar and Denmark Grove. Temporary traffic lights in operation. Delays are inevitable. The good thing is that there's no ice on the road this morning. It was very, very thick yesterday, very slippery. It's not too bad that way this morning. I'll keep you posted. Other than that, the railways are fine, as are the buses. Kissing with Confidence. Will Powers. 19 before 9. How you doing? Do you remember your first kiss? Do you remember your first kiss? Yeah. It's a funny old thing, isn't it? I had my first kiss today. I was all of about 8 years old. It's Will Powers, Kissing with Confidence, a nice new record from her, and a new one from her actually just coming out just before Christmas, which is called Smile, which I shall be playing on Monday's show. It's 9:15, right after the break. I'll tell you what the rest of this Friday sounds like on Trent.
Interest-free shopping at Pearson's is on now. On all purchases over £100, you can spread the cost over 9 months, completely free of any interest charges. It's like we've always said, shopping at Pearson's does you credit. So come Christmas shopping and take advantage of Pearson's interest-free credit. Written details on request. Pearson's, Long Row, Nottingham.
Music in the morning. Radio Trent and you.
OK, let's have a look at the rest of the day's listening on 301, which sounds something remarkably like this. Len's along between 10 and noon today, with Len wrote in the morning. 12 through till 3, David Lloyd in the afternoon. And today, it'll be the best of oldies between 12 and 1. Also, in the other part of the programme, David will be chatting to the lawyer in the final hour. And also, there'll be an open phone-in for legal problems. 3 through 6, it's John with the late afternoon show. Between 6 and 6.30, our sports preview for the weekend ahead. 6.30 through till 8, Graham's back, of course, for the final Castle Rock for the week. And then between 8 and 10, the specialist show tonight, of course, it's Jamming the Reggae Show with Chalko White. Should be good. And 10 through till ooh, tomorrow morning, it's Sounds Across Midnight, of course. And that'll be Tony Lyman, followed by A Little Night Music, 2 till 6 tomorrow. Caroline, of course, featured throughout the day with bulletins at 10:30, 12:30 and 3:30. And here's Len to tell us what the number is.
Don't forget, for help and information, whether you need it or can give it, Radio Trent's Care Line opens this morning at 9 o'clock on Nottingham 41 31 21.
Radio Trent 301.
He's up early, isn't he, our Len? Oh, yes. Some more dedications on the way, as well as Pat Phoenix on the programme around 9:10 this morning. Here's Michael Jackson.